and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. ABSA.
Over 500 farmers affected by acid spillage in Chambishi to receive 16 million compensation. Former Nzasu President Gabriel Banda found guilty of inciting violence. In global news, South Africa police target gang kidnapping women in a shopping center. With the main news on Phoenix, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. A total of 507 farmers affected by acid spillage in Chambishi area on the Copper Belt will receive compensation totaling 16 million kwacha for the destruction to their maize and groundnut fields. The affected farmers include 253 individuals impacted by pollution from Rongsing Mining Investment Limited and 254 from Sino Metals Lynch Zambia Limited. Announcing the development during a joint press briefing in Indola today, Copper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo explained that the delay in releasing the compensation report was due to a multi-sectoral approach involving various ministries. Mr. Matambo says the process had required extensive consultations and assessments to ensure their fair compensation for the farmers.
First of all, we want to be as transparent as possible with this issue. That's why we didn't want to invite Sino Metals on their own or Longzin on that. We want farmers to be present. We want people from all the other ministries to be present, and we're also here in the media to be present. Maybe you may be interested in knowing the figure. The calculation which we put together, the all compensation, Sino Metals and Longzin, it is coming to 16,241,294.58.
At the same briefing, Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabosoy refuted assertions that government has allowed the two mines to operate secretly, saying no authority has been granted for the mines to resume operations.
It's better we delay and do the right thing than rush but do the wrong thing, just to please those that are saying government has neglected. So the status quo, members of the press, remains as it was. There is no authority yet to start operations. That still remains like that. Because there are other processes and procedures that must be done before we go to that stage. So really, that is the next stage now. We'll sit as ministers and look at this report in the earliest possible time, because our people are also pushing, because as far as they are concerned, with what they have seen, they are happy.
Meanwhile, Sino Metals Lynch Zambia Limited Deputy Chief Executive Officer Sydney Chilea reaffirmed the company's commitment to ensuring the affected farmers are paid and appealed to government to expedite the process and release the final report.
We've made our position as Sino Metals Lynch Zambia that as soon as we get this report, without delay, we'll commence the payment to all the farmers that are in the report, the farmers that are affected. We've been ready from day one, and we've communicated this message to the farmers, we've communicated this message to government. Once we get the report officially, within the shortest possible time, we'll make sure we pay out all the farmers.
The Lusaka Magistrate Court has found former University of Zambia Students Union Unzasu. I beg your pardon. The Lusaka Magistrates Court has found former University of Zambia Students Union Unzasu President Gabriel Banda guilty of inciting violence at the university between September 18th and 19th, 2023. Magistrate Trevor Kasanda ruled that the state proved the case beyond reasonable doubt, warranting Mr. Banda a conviction for the offence. Allegations are that in 2023, acting with unknown people, Mr. Banda incited violence at UNSA following an alleged halt to the students' union elections, resulting in a riot that led to destruction of property worth 11.6 million. Magistrate Kasanda has reserved sentencing to 30th May 2025, meaning Mr. Banda will spend a night in prison awaiting verdict. Government, through the Rural Electrification Authority, REA, has launched a 10 million National Energy Advancement and Transformation Net project aimed at increasing electricity access to rural areas. The project will connect over 560,000 people countrywide with subsidized connection fees of 300 kwacha from the previous 4,800 in an effort to achieve universal access to electricity by 2030, with a target of connecting 51% of rural areas. Speaking during the launch in Chief Chikaza Munyama Chieftain in Itej District in Southern Province today, in the first phase of the project, Energy Minister Makozo Sikote explained that the program objectives aim to produce the high cost of connection fees, making electricity more accessible to rural households. Mr. Chikote said the improved electricity access will enhance economic opportunities and living conditions for rural communities, with increased productivity enabling businesses and households to benefit from reliable electricity.
$3.8 million is dedicated to making 23,695 new rural electrification connections. Like I've said, that this is not just a reduction in terms of cost, but it is an investment in people's lives. It is an investment in the people's lives. We have not just decided just to reduce, but to invest in the people. Now we'll start seeing a child who is going to school is able to study. Your Royal Highness, your subject, your children will be able now to start using computers, because there's no way they are going to learn about computers if they don't have electricity.
And speaking earlier, REA board chairperson Bruce Jani has highlighted the challenges of rural electrification, noting that despite infrastructure development, many households and businesses remain unconnected due to high connection fees. Mr. Jani said it is for this reason that the authority has worked with partners like the World Bank to bridge the gap, including electricity service access project, which provided last mile connections for 70,554 households and medium small enterprises, exceeding its initial target of 38,296 beneficiaries, demonstrating the high demand for electricity in rural communities.
The authority is happy to state that the strategy contributed significantly to increasing electricity access in rural areas from 8.1% in 2018 to 34% in 2023. As highlighted by the 2023 National Energy Access Survey published by Zambia Statistics Agency. As we implement projects towards universal access, we will continue with on-grid efforts, whilst at the same time open up the off-grid space in rural areas. The authority has implemented 282 grid extension projects, with many of the targeted beneficiaries yet to be connected. For projects done between 2023 and 2024 alone, there are more than 15,000 beneficiaries that are yet to get connected.
Meanwhile, ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo, in a speech read for him by Director Power Generation, NS Banda, said the NEED initiative is a beacon of collective effort to lead every corner of Zambia to ensure no citizen is left behind, and committed ZESCO support to projects that aim to lift up Zambia. ActionAid Zambia has warned that austerity measures and cut aids largely imposed under international financial conditions are worsening livelihoods in Zambia and across the region. ActionAid Zambia Country Director Fides Temba Temba revealed that over 50 countries, particularly in the global south, are caught in deepening debt crisis that are crippling national economies and forcing governments to make drastic cuts to essential public services. Ms. Temba Temba explained that governments are being forced to cut critical public spending on health, education and social protection in order to meet impossible repayment conditions while trying to survive in an economic system rigged against them. Speaking during the National Public Dialogue on Financing Our Development Today, Ms. Temba Temba indicated